Hi. Hello. How are you? Glad that you could wait, let's see. What is it? What is it? It must be what? Glad that you can join me for another episode on the Digital Vibe podcast. Of course, this is Annette. How are you? How are you? How are you? How are you doing? I just wanted to do something a little impromptu, right? And I have, of course, some really new, fresh episodes coming up on the All About Annette show on the Digital Vibe podcast. And it's, I know you'll love them. And the topic, you'll love, because I think it's about time that, that we talk about discipline, self-discipline. So I'm doing a series on self-discipline, and it's going to be starting next month. Next month, next month. And you know how important self-discipline is? It is such the key to your happiness. It really is. And most people look at self-discipline as like, oh my God, it's work. It's like, like a, do I have to do that? Do I have to do that? Well, the thing is, if you want that, then you're going to have to do that. So, whatever your desires are, whatever your goals are, whatever your passions, your dreams, anything, if you don't have self-discipline in your life, you'll never be able to achieve anything in your life. You can walk around your life and you can look at your life and you can say, okay, what have I done lately? You know, you're going to ask yourself, what have you done lately? So you don't want your life to come at the end of your life or when you're gravely ill, and then you're going to say something like, I wish I had done this. You don't want to be one of those statistics. Let me get it out of my mouth. You don't want to be one of those statistics of those people. You don't want to be classified, because the world is full of all these classifications, which are very divisive. But you don't want to be classified as a person who never got to see your dreams become reality in the sense that you can control it. In the sense that you can do something about it. So you don't want to live in regret. That's the whole thing. And living in regret is, let me tell you something, I never will. So I don't know what it's like. So I can't relate on that. I'm here, I'm talking to you about things that would help you to don't. You know, if you want your life to move forward, to stop living in regret, because that doesn't serve anything. It doesn't really benefit you in any particular way. It just serves, you know what it does though? It serves as a reminder that you didn't get your the shit done that you wanted to do. Excuse the expression. So when that happens, you know, you can, it's like this, when you look at a year that's gone by. Let's say another year goes by, and then you all you ever do, you know what you do? When that happens, all you're ever doing is looking back in the past. There is only one way to change a situation. There's only one way to change a scenario, and simply by doing something about it, and say, I'm going to do something about it, and I'm going to redo something about it. So this way, you don't have that thing repeating again and again. Because I'm sure you're all aware of what the definition of insanity is, right? It's kind of doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over and expecting something a little bit different. Well, your expectations will prove you, they'll prove you right. Because you, it's this thing. It's amazing to me how many people that I know of or I read about that have the same scenario. You hear them at the end of their, oh my gosh. I wished I had, I wished I had, I wished I had. Oops, too late. As long as you're alive, you get an opportunity to do something about that. It may be too little, too late in some cases. I don't know. I don't know your situation. But think of it as being, you better hurry and do something about it. So what are your desires? What are your dreams? What are your hopes? What is it that you want to do more than anything else? Second question, what's holding you back from making that happen? Third question, what are you doing about those things that are preventing you from making it happen? Fourth, you don't have an excuse. So if you don't have enough reasons in number three, then you don't have enough reasons to not be doing anything that you're supposed to be doing to get the things that you want done, done. Done. Did I say that? Done, done. Oh my goodness. You know, thank God I don't understand it. I don't need to. You know, thank God I have a growth mindset. My mentality is about growing, learning, growing, reading, learning, growing. Not staying at the same place. I never wanted my years to be like, okay, here I am, right? Now, a couple of years ago, when I decided to start a podcast, I said, okay, I'm all in doing this podcast, no matter what. Here I am, several years later. I personally have mastered the art of podcasting, at least in storytelling and in business, because I've always been an internet entrepreneur, and I take all the knowledge and all those things that I've learned, couple that together with this show. Let me tell you something. I am unstoppable. Okay? I really am. But if you want that same mentality that you can do whatever you want, you know what it is? Don't hate on me. Please. Don't hate on me. You know, I appreciate the haters, though. Sometimes the haters, that's what motivates me sometimes. But hey, stop hating and do something about that. And that is on you. Y-O-U. So it never matters to me what anybody thinks about my situation, because you know what? You don't know the countless hours I put into what I do, and I don't expect you to even care. But what I will say, that if you are one who just sits around, watches time go by, you're looking out your window all the time, watching years go by, while you could be doing something that you've always wanted to do. You know, there was a time I was going to call this a no excuse podcast. Because there's no excuses. We all have time to do something. And the more you wait, the worse it gets. It's like a pain that won't ever go away. It gnaws at you, though, because I know that it does give you reminders and telling you, hey, you need to do this. And only you know what that this is. You cannot tell me in all clear conscience that you as a human being on this planet doesn't have at some time something that you can that gnaws at you, that reminds you need to do something about something. Whatever that something is. So if you're not doing anything and you're hearing these constant whispers, as I call them, messages, things that you watch on TV, you may watch a TV program or listen to a podcast or speak to someone, or just you're out there by yourself, some alone time. And then you start to, something just comes into insight into your head. You can't tell me that you haven't had that happen to you. I don't care how old you are. So I've asked the question. If I know that you have. So what do you? The question is, year in, year out, time flies by, things go by. Let me tell you something. The only person that lives in regret is you. Nobody really cares about it. No one else cares about it. Because why should they? Because you're not taking a position of what you need to do for yourself. You're not taking any kind of action into what you really want. So you're not doing anything at all. So why would you be upset when other people impede on your time and your progress? You shouldn't even be bothered by that. You shouldn't. You shouldn't be bothered by it. Because most of the time, you can't tell me that, let's say, in the past year or two, something hasn't come across and enlightened your psyche to thinking, hey, I need to do something about this situation. Okay? You can't tell me. So time goes by, time flies by, you live in regret. What do? Absolutely nothing. Year in, year out, yes. And then you're belly aching and you're complaining about this, and this, but you're doing absolutely zero to see that happen. So again, whose fault is that? So, well, anyway, my solution, I've already solved my problems. You know, I'm trying to make a case for yours. So if you choose to do something, if you choose to take action, this is a great series of podcasts that are coming up. They're coming up on Wednesdays, of course, which is all about Annette. And something for you to, it's up to you. Everything is up to you. It's neither here nor there for me. I know what it's like I don't know what it's like to live in regret. I'll just brag a little bit about what it is not to live in regret, because I have none. So, like I said, if you take that personally, then do something about it. Let me be your motivator. Let me push you behind to doing the things that you need to do. Let me do that. I'll do that gladly, because you do need a kick in the ass every once in a while. So that's why my signature course, the Wealth Building Series, is available. That's another program you can get yourself started in and jumpstart something, whatever that something is. So this series that I have coming up is great because it is on self-discipline, because that is the key to happiness. It is. So when you listen to these podcasts, you know, bear in mind that I'm talking to you, of course, but again, it's really all up to you. So when you're looking around at other people and you're looking at other people getting ahead and you're still at the same place, you're not progressing, you're angry about that, you're hating on other people because they're doing their thing and you're just not doing anything, and you're sitting idly by and watching them make happiness with themselves, I'm sure they're not worried about it. So why should you? I'm sure they're not. Because, you know, I mean, it's crazy to think that they would care about what you're thinking. They don't mind taking up your time. They'll suck you dry, but they don't mind doing that because, you see, you haven't taken a position. You haven't set boundaries in your life to say, hey, wait a minute, enough, that's it, that's all. You're not going any further here. And until you do that, then they will just keep coming back and coming back and coming back and doing stuff. So this is a really good topic. And like I said, there's also great topics that I do have on the website for you to purchase. So you can go visit there too. But self-discipline is the key to happiness. If you don't have any goals, any common goals that you have, and you don't have any, each year goes by, you have none, then something's wrong with you. It's a choice you made. And I mean, that's how I'm going to say it, just like that, because I don't think like that. So that's how I'm going to think. Something's wrong with you. Because you can never have enough goals in your life. There's got to be something that you're doing, I should say that you're not doing. Because if you see yourself standing in the same position, now you may like that. I don't know. But if you're complaining and you're saying, I want to be like, I want to get there, and you're hating on other people, then I think it's time, it really is time, probably long overdue, for you to stop pointing the finger at other people and take a look at where the other four fingers are pointing. I don't believe they're pointing at anybody else but yourself. So my signature series, the Wealth Building Series course, is a great course. But listen to this podcast. Listen to this podcast. It's great on self-discipline. So it's the key to happiness. And see, I'm a happy woman, okay? I'm just happy all the time. Because every time I have a goal that I have to do or something I have to achieve and goals and the dreams I'm wanting to do and the things that I'm doing, it always has, you know, all it has these goals attached to it. So there's not a year that goes by that I'm not doing something, my to-do list of what I've accomplished, what I'm doing. You know, there's never, never, ever a year, ever a month, a week or 2 weeks that goes by that I can't say that I'm not doing anything towards my goals. And now that I've achieved many of them, you know, it's kind of nice. So you will like that. If you, I'm not going to say those words. It's up to you. Okay. And of course, I do have some other podcasts. So I do have my new series. Oh, yeah. You're going to like this. Okay. I'm going to invite you to take a look at the website at www.thedigitalvibe.com and check out some of the new shows, because these are really good, okay? And then, of course, I have Premium, which is available on Himalaya, only on Himalaya. If you're not familiar with Himalaya.com, go to Himalaya.com and download the app, look me up, sign up for Premium. You get a little something extra in your stocking. So, early Christmas gift. So, but you do pay for Premium, though. Yes, you do. Yeah, with me, you do. The only thing, a couple of things I give away free, that is this podcast. And, of course, free content on my website. You can always visit there. A great way to learn and start doing something about your future. Download some of that free content. It doesn't matter. It's all free. It's not going to cost you anything. So what does it take for you to visit www.thedigitalvibe.com and go there and look at the cover page, the homepage, and download free resources? What does it take to do that? It doesn't take too much. It takes just as much time as if you were to text someone. That's all. So, you know what? I'm out. Thank you for listening.